Welcome to the Awakened Rebels podcast featuring yours truly, Leanne Juliet, a self-proclaimed Awakened Rebel. I'm a soul catalyst, intuitive empath, psychic visionary, and the founder of LeanneJuliet.com. The Awakened Rebels podcast is a show that is all about being raw, real, and authentic to encourage you to get lit the fuck up in your life, get out of your own way, and start creating the impact you know your soul came here to make. My coaching style is blunt and to the point. I tell it as it is, without sugarcoating, and tell you what you need to hear and not necessarily what you want to hear. I want to encourage you to step into the highest version of yourself by stripping back the layers of bullshit you've been hiding behind. But don't worry, I get it. I hid for a long time too. And when I was done with ignoring my soul, I chose to rise and rose as the whole damn fire. If you would like to connect further after listening, then please head over to Facebook and join my group, Awakened Rebels, a group where I encourage you to be a spiritual rebel, own your truth, and follow your soul. So what are you waiting for? Get lit up and be the whole damn fire. Hello, happy Wednesday. So I'm going to jump on live. I've been feeling very excited about this. I've also done my hair differently. The beauty of having a daughter is that I can wear her hair slides. I'm going for the dark look today. I'm feeling very feisty, very dark, very feisty and everything like that. So come say hello. I'm just going to share this out, whilst you admire my beautiful eye makeup. I always feel like an artist of the soul. I love doing my eye makeup and everything. So I'm just going to share this out. So come say hello. Oh, thanks, Erica. Appreciate it. My laptop's really slow today. I don't know why, but the internet's just been a bit shit. But I was very excited to do this live today. Like I was asking my higher self and spirit for something that I wanted to share about, and this idea came through, and I was getting like super excited and everything about what I wanted to share. So if you just hang on a minute, chat amongst yourselves and everything, admire the eye makeup, admire the hair slides. There we are. But yeah, I did want to talk about what you are called for, because obviously my thing is calling people out on their bullshit, and I will continue to call people out on their bullshit. So I was like, what do I want to talk about? I was like, and this idea just kind of like channeled through me. I was like, ooh, I like that. I like that a lot. Share to a page. Just bear with me a minute. So share to a page you manage. There we are. So yeah, so I wanted to talk about, you know, you were called for more, but, and let me know if you're watching the replay as well. I always like to see who catches up on replay. But for anyone who is interested in working with me, the Vortex launches on Sunday, which is a powerful energetic container. It's my monthly membership, my new monthly membership, which launches on Sunday, the Vortex, which is all about like deep channel soul transmissions to really activate the fuck out of who you are, activate who you are at a soul level, to really light that fire within you, to unlock you, activate you, to unmask you, literally like tear shit down so you can start being whoever the fuck it is that you came here to be. This is like ideally aimed at entrepreneurial spirits, but the way that my energy works is that I activate you at a soul level, at a core level. So it ends up having like a ripple effect in all areas of your life. So not just business, but your life, your relationships, your friendships, your relationship with yourself and all that other kind of stuff. Oh, thank you, Heather. So the Vortex launches on Sunday, a powerful, powerful energetic container. Message me for more details. I will put a post up in here as well once I've done. It's $111 a month, no contracts or anything, because I don't believe with tying people in, but I guarantee that you will have your magic activated when you come into my energy, because my energy is very powerful, very potent. So the Vortex launched on Sunday. Message me for more details. I do have a special offer on at the moment for people who, the first 10 people to join, we've got a few people already, but first 10 who join, you'll get a 30-minute complimentary activation session with me, so you can really start to experience your own magic. So that's more about the Vortex. So I was very excited to talk about this. I was asking spirit, soul, source, higher self, whatever the fuck you believe in, like whoever I talk to, for like something that I want to talk about today. I was feeling super spicy, super feisty and everything, a little bit sassy. So I was like, oh, what do I want to share today? And this idea came through. I was like, I fucking love it. So be prepared to have me call you out on your bullshit. So I've titled this, You Know You Are Called For More, But... And then waits as the excuses fly in and rain down on me for all the reasons why you can't just fucking well be whoever it is you came here to be. Because that's the thing, like, you have a calling. Every person on this planet has some kind of calling. We all have a purpose, we all have a destiny. Whatever it is, it's unique to you. Your soul chose it. You know, you built it into your blueprint before you incarnated, all that other kind of stuff. It's very easy to understand that. Like, you chose your lessons, your experiences, the people you met, and all that other kind of stuff, and the vision that you have. We understand that. But so many people get caught up in this bullshit, get caught up in this human conditioning, the human programming, the human, like, I need to understand this, and I need to be like this, and I need to fucking suffer in order to have the riches and abundance and prosperity and whatever the fuck it is, happiness, rain down me. That is bullshit. That is just your human. That is human conditioning, human programming and everything. You were called for more. If you feel it inside you, if you feel that there's something more inside you, that you're supposed to be something more, that you're supposed to do something more, that you're supposed to have something more, whatever it is, that is your calling. But it's never going to fucking happen unless you actually take action. And so many people say things like, oh yeah, well, I know it's my destiny. I know that this is my vision. Yes, it's your vision. Yes. But everything is available in all the different timelines and all different, you know, different parallel lives, parallel universes, parallel timelines, everything like every single reality is available to you. So just because it's your destiny, just because it's part of what your soul came here to do, you've still got to fucking show up for yourself. Like, that is what you have to do. You know, you're called for more, but you have to be the person that you came here to be. And I know that that is fucking difficult at times to understand that. Like, the amount of times, like, I've like, danced around my own purpose and everything like that and then got frustrated with myself. I get it. I do. But the thing is, though, you have a calling. You have something within you that you're supposed to share with the world. If you're here and you feel that calling, you feel like there's something more that you're supposed to be doing, because you're here to create impact. And you do that through doing your purpose work and being all of who you are. That is how you create the impact. You don't create it by sitting on your fucking ass and not doing anything and waiting for the hand of God or the holy fucking grail to drop down from the sky and present itself to you. That's just being, yeah, that's just bullshit. You be who you came here to be when you take action to be the person that you came here to be. When you quit listening to the excuses, to the bullshit, to everything else that you tell yourself about why you can't do it, why you can't be this person, the things that you have to overcome. This is the thing that pisses me off the most about the spiritual community, especially the Love and Light Brigade. And this is no disrespect to anyone who like puts out like fucking Love and Light and everything. I just think it's a bullshit expression, but that's my perspective. That's not disrespect to anybody. But the issue of the spiritual community is, yeah, people have seemed to have been caught up in this weird fucking loop around healing and wounds and all this other kind of stuff. Yes, we have stuff that we've carried from other lifetimes. Yes, we have stuff in our DNA that, you know, that is programmed in us from other lifetimes, where we've almost like we're stuck, you know, like the hamster on the little rabbit, you know, on the little hamster wheel that's constantly going round and round and round, and you can't seem to get off. That's bullshit programming. It's old programming from other lifetimes, from other experiences that you've had, that is kind of like, and also from your ancestors as well, that's inbuilt into you, and also programming from society of like whatever you've grown up with, you know, whichever culture you've grown up with, whichever parents, background, society, teachers, whatever it is that you've grown up with. It's all like bullshit programming. But people seem to be, especially in the spiritual community, seem to be in this mindset that you need to keep on healing, you need to keep on healing. No, you get the fuck over yourself and you move on. Like, You don't. I had somebody, like, I obviously triggered her because she blocked me last year. I think it was somebody who we used to be friends, and obviously my energy triggers because that's what my energy does. And she went off on a tangent last year, but she used to say things like, "Oh, well, I'm waiting for my twin flame to come in or my soulmate or whatever, and I need to keep on healing and healing and healing." It's fucking bullshit. You understand who you are, and you deal with it. You don't need to keep on healing anything or whatever. You move on. Like, the whole thing about healing from whatever it is that you're healing from, like, if it's that abandonment issues or I don't know, whatever it is that you've carried over from other lifetimes or from this lifetime, whatever it is, you deal with it because that's how you grow. You don't grow when you're stuck in some fucking mud pit and some quicksand and your feet won't move. That's not healing. That's just telling you, believing bullshit that your human needs to be challenged all the time, when really you move the fuck out of your own way and get on with it. You understand what your triggers are. You understand what your fears are. You understand when your ego gets triggered because, we're all human. We have an ego. It's part of being human. You understand that. And you move the fuck along and you deal with it. If you get triggered by me, take that as a gift, because that's what my energy does. I do trigger you, and I do set out to trigger people. I'm a fucking catalyst, for God's sakes. I'm like, that is what I do. That's what my soul does. I catalyze a reaction within people to get you to step into who you came here to be. That's my gift to the world. That's what I do. So if you get triggered by me, that's a gift from me to you. To move the fuck out of your own way and get over yourself and get over your bullshit. So what? So you let's take, like, business for example, because most of the people I connect with are in business. So what? So you've not had the clients that you want to work with. Deal with it. Move the fuck along. Why? Is it that you're not showing up fully? Is it that you're not speaking your truth? Is it that you're not fully being authentic? Are you dancing to the beat of other people and dancing like a fucking puppet on a string because you're believing what other people tell you to do and who they tell you to be and how they tell you to act, and you're really scared to be all of you? Deal with that. Is it that you're scared to put your prices up, or you're scared to even ask for some fucking money? Deal with that. Why not? Why shouldn't you be paid for your gifts, for your work and everything? Oh, right, I've got spirit with me massively right now. It's just gone. It's weird. I'm obviously connecting at a higher level. That's really weird. That's so weird. Well, it's not, because obviously I speak to the spirit all the time. But that was just like, I think they're just like, yes, kind of thing, as I shouted that. But whatever it is, like, you deal with the triggers, you deal with the shadow, and you move the fuck along. Like, you're called for more. You've got this purpose within you. You've got this destiny within you. You've got this impact within you that you're here to impact on a massive scale. So get over your bullshit. Why can't you do that? Why not? Who says you can't? What are you believing? Who are you listening to? Who are you not listening to? For me, for so long, and I can say this kind of stuff because obviously this is a work of my soul, but it's also the experiences that I've been through, because I learn through polarity. So I like to learn through the things that don't serve me, so I understand what does serve me. It's an awesome way to learn. But I learned for so long, like, I was massively dimming down my light in order to fit in. Massively. Hi Sarah. I was massively dimming down my light in order to fit in. I was appeasing to other people's bullshit. I was going along with things. I was squashing my authenticity in order to fit into the box that I'm not here to fit into. The irony is, in order to fit into the very paradigm that I am here to smash through. And I was just like, I can't believe I've even done that. But hey, I learned through polarity. But that's the thing, like, you're called for more. You know it. But the excuses that you tell yourself, so you don't have time to grow your business, you don't have time to step into your soul work, you don't have money to do it, you don't have the confidence to do it, you don't have the resources, you don't have the means to do it. What is it? It's bullshit. You deal with it. You find a way to be all of you. You let go of the bullshit. You understand when triggers come up, you accept those triggers as gifts. Not sticking your head in some fucking quicksand and afraid to move along. The triggers are a sign from your soul and from your higher self that you're supposed to be doing more. That the triggers and the triggers are coming up for a reason, to show you where you have work to do. But you don't need to keep on fucking healing all damn day and all damn week and all damn years and everything until the day you die. It's bullshit. That's some weird kind of bullshit loop that the spiritual community like to get people onto, because, and then everyone's like all around with love and light and loving on each other and just like all like stroking each other's egos, but nobody's really fucking moving along because everyone's too fucking scared to do that, thinking that we need to be in some kind of pit of despair and pit of healing or whatever like that. Bullshit. I'd like to know how many times I've said bullshit today. But that's the thing, like, you're called for more. So be the person you came here to be. That's all you have to do. What does it look like? How does it feel like? What are you doing? What lights you up? What doesn't? What makes you run to the hills? Like, stop buying into other people's excuses. So what? So somebody that you know doesn't believe in you? Fuck that. Somebody that you know doesn't accept you? Fuck that. Somebody that you know thinks that you're weird? Who gives a fuck? Somebody, you know, maybe your audience on Facebook don't really get you. So go and find a new audience. Be yourself. Like, show up in a way that allows people to connect to your authenticity. Thank you, Sharon, for the love. That allows people to connect to your authenticity and step into your fucking calling. Because there's a reason why you have that calling. There's a reason why you have that vision and that passion and everything. Thank you, Sharon. There's a reason why you have that vision and that passion. Everything that's within you is to be all of who you are and to get the fuck out of your own way. Your human is in the way. Your soul is limitless. You have limitless potential to be who you came here to be. You have a vision? Well, fucking create it then. Stop moaning around with excuses. And I get it, because I did it for so long. I used to tell myself that I couldn't be the person that I wanted to be, that it was too much for me to be who I am, that I would scare people off. I honestly, I shit you not, I used to say this to myself, that I would scare people off when I spoke in the way that I do, when I spoke my truth. I was worried that I would scare people off. And then I realized that if I didn't speak my truth, then I couldn't connect to the people that I'm supposed to connect with because I wasn't speaking my truth. So I don't give a fuck. It's like, if this offends somebody, good. Accept my triggers as a gift from me, because I am here to trigger you. I am here to catalyze a reaction. I am an alchemist. I turn lead into gold. So the triggers are the lead, and you change them, you transmute them, you alchemize them into the gold of who you came here to be, because somebody out there is waiting for you to step the fuck up. They're waiting, and they cannot feel you, and they cannot hear your energy or feel your energy if you're dancing around the truth of who you are and too fucking scared to show up and too scared to be all of who you are. They can't feel that. That's how energetics works. Like, there's a soul grid, you know, there's a soul contract with the people that you're supposed to work with. But it's never going to fucking happen unless you take action to be that person that you came here to be. Unless you truly step into your calling and you put the excuses away and you put the fears away. It's just human conditioning. It's just an illusion. It's just shadows. That's all it is. Understand what the shadows are. Understand why you're not being all of yourself. And whatever it is in your business, I couldn't give a fuck how much you earn right now, because I talk to people at all different levels. So whether you're even people who are earning 6 figures a month, 7 figures a month, whatever, it doesn't matter. There's still another level that you can go to in your business. There's still another level that you can connect with who you are and your business. When you go to that next level and you really step into your calling, it's like an onion. You're constantly removing the layers, unmasking yourself. And that is what I do for people, is I unmask you, really. Take the mask off, remove the veil and be who you are. Because otherwise, the destiny that is programmed into you is never going to be fulfilled. Just because You have a destiny. Just because you have a purpose that you understand and you know that you're here to do whatever it is that you came here to do through your message, through the impact that you're here to create, whatever it is, just because your soul chose that does not mean that it is a given that you're going to get that. And that is a big, like, kind of like news flash for a lot of people who just think, oh, do you know what? It's my purpose. I'm just going to sit here and wait for it. No, you get the fuck out of your own way. Be yourself, right, people? Well, exactly, Sharon. You have to be yourself, because anyone who doesn't love you for who you are isn't for you. Like, I left an abusive marriage last year because it wasn't the right person. And I couldn't be myself around that person or the people that were connected to him. I couldn't. So I left, because I knew that my purpose and what I'm here for, me and my daughter, was so much more important than the bullshit I was putting up with being in a shit relationship. You love yourself and you accept yourself and you move the fuck along and you stop buying into whatever bullshit that people are telling you and that you're telling yourself and that you're believing that you cannot be all of who you came here to be because you have to do this and do this and do this. It's human conditioning, human programming. The soul is limitless. You can snap that magic in anytime you want. It's magic. It's when you connect with your soul and you connect with what you're here to do, the resistance, it kind of like falls away, like melts away like butter. It's the human that keeps you trapped. Like when you think, oh, well, I need to do this and I need to understand this and I need to know the hows and the whys and the whats and the wheres and everything of this. And I'm going to like overcomplicate shit because I like to overcomplicate things because everyone else is running around like a headless fucking chicken overcomplicating shit. That is just the human, and that shadow energy. It's fears, it's ego and everything. You're buying into it when you're not being all of who you came here to be. You're buying into that bullshit. So move the fuck along. Seriously. Because all that is stopping you and all that is standing in front of where you're at right now and who it is that you came here to be are the excuses that you tell yourself. That's it. And that is an illusion. There's nothing, no fucking brick wall between you and the next client or you and the next like partner or you and the next like level in your business or whatever. There's no brick wall. Just the illusion, the wall of illusion that you've put there, the excuses that you're telling yourself, the excuses that you're buying into from other people, especially the bullshit and the excuses that are in the spiritual community. Because I see through illusions, I see through masks, I see everyone's ego anyway, I see everyone's shadows, like that is my gift. And I see what people are telling themselves, like, oh, you just need to keep on healing and through, you know, work through it and keep on healing and keep going, whatever. It's just bollocks. You don't. You understand why you're getting triggered. You understand what you're resisting and you truly understand it. And then you deal with it and you move the fuck along, because that is how you alchemize that energy, is when you deal with whatever that resistance is. And you take it, you understand it, you transmute that energy and you turn it into your gold. That is what alchemy is. But most people, especially in the spiritual community, are all going around like rubbing each other's backs and stroking each other's egos. And everyone's too fucking scared to actually say the truth. And it's always love and light, whatever, that people go around with. Instead of really leaning into the darkness, into the shadows, into what is there inside of you waiting to be unlocked. Your magic is waiting within you to be unlocked, to be unleashed, to really be set fire. But it'll never happen unless you get out of your own way. Never. So you can either say to yourself that you're here for a purpose, and you've got this destiny and all this other kind of stuff, and sit and wait for it to happen. Or you can choose to be that person and let go of the resistance and step through it and unlock your magic. Because it's waiting. Irrelevant of where you're at in your business, where you're at in your life, in your relationship, or whatever, it doesn't matter. It's still there waiting to be unlocked for you to get the fuck out of your own way and stop buying into the bullshit. Stop wading through the quicksand and the mud and all that is, you know, the quagmire of excuses that keep you trapped and keep you held back. Because especially those people around you who are jealous or envious of your confidence or your purpose or how you show up or what you're here for or your energy, maybe you trigger them like I trigger people. They will come at you from their ego, you know, to kind of like mute you and keep you held back and everything. And the trick is to just get the fuck out of your own way and just understand who you are and really tune into that energy of who you are and stop trying to be anything other than who you came here to be. Otherwise, it's just the excuses, and that destiny that's within you will never happen unless you get out of your own way and you choose to step into the calling that you came here to do. Came here to be. So that is my sermon for the day. I'm going to go and pick up a little one now. But if anyone wants to join the Vortex, so the Vortex launches on Sunday 27th. No coincidence, we're just gone into Scorpio season and it's a new moon in Scorpio on Sunday. So the Vortex launches on Sunday. It's a monthly membership. It's a powerful energetic container of deep soul transmissions to really light the fire within you, to unlock you, to activate you. Leave the bullshit at the door, because I don't deal with bullshit. I deal with the soul. I see the illusions and the shadows, and I will call you out on that. It's powerful soul transmissions and everything. Thank you, Sharon. See, this, like, I used to mute my energy because I was like, maybe people don't want to hear from me. I was like, I don't give a fuck. I'm just going to be myself. So the Vortex, it launched on Sunday. It's $111 a month. You can cancel anytime, no contract or anything like that. There's going to be trainings in there, but also you get access to my visionary mind, my psychic abilities, intuitive abilities. So because I can read energy through the screen, when you're in there, you can ask whatever it is that's going on for you, in your life, your business, whatever. And basically have my energy and my guidance as an oracle to really show you the way, but without the excuses, because I don't do cheerleading. I don't do wishy-washy. I tell you exactly what you need to hear. I'm very blunt and I don't sugarcoat shit. So the Vortex launched on Sunday, powerful soul transmissions to really like activate those quantum leaps, to really get you stepping up into who you came here to be, to trigger you, to activate you, to call you out in your shadows and all that other kind of stuff. So you can really alchemize the magic that is within you, that is just waiting to be set free. So if you want to join that, let me know and I'll send you the link. I've also got some offers on for the first 10 people who join, where you get a free 30-minute activation call with me. So if you want to be part of that, let me know. Otherwise, have an awesome day. Thank you so much for watching. And just go and be whoever the fuck it is that you came here to be. Much love. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Awaken Rebels podcast. I really hope that I've lit your soul up in some way or other. I would love to hear from you if this spoke to you or if you'd like to share any feedback. You can connect with me further over in my Facebook group, Awaken Rebels, or by going to leannejuliet.com. So what are you waiting for? Get lit up and be the whole damn fire.